ever find yourself in situations where you have to repeat yourself an awful lot? My wife and I have three pretty young children. To be honest, our lives seem to be made up of repeating ourselves all the time. Come down the stairs. Please stop that. Get out of the dishwasher. Oh, cheer up. And so the list goes on. Instructions that we just appear to repeat day after day, ad infinitum, but we do it. Whether we do it happily, well, I'm not sure I can say that we do all the time. We get exasperated. Well, in our look at Philippians, there's one thing that Paul keeps returning to time and time again. He keeps telling the Philippians about. Let me read to you Philippians chapter 3 and verse 1. In addition, my brothers and sisters, rejoice in the Lord. To write to you again about this is no trouble for me and is a safeguard for you. Philippians is often called the letter of joy, and that's because Paul returns to the theme of joy and rejoicing and gladness time and again in this letter. We're about halfway through the letter now, chapter 3, verse 1, but already in the first two chapters, he's mentioned either joy or rejoicing or gladness 10 times. It's hardly as if he hasn't spoken about it yet. But here he is speaking about it again. In addition, my brothers and sisters, rejoice in the Lord. Turns out that rejoicing in the Christian life is really important. Note that it doesn't say rejoice in your circumstances. It may be that the circumstances of a Christian, your circumstances at the moment, aren't great. Maybe your health isn't great, your finances are great, the relationships in your family aren't great, whatever it may be. And there's not much cause for rejoicing in those things at the moment. But as a Christian, you can always rejoice in the Lord, in what he has done for you, what he is doing for you, what he will do for you, the privilege you have of being united to him so that you are God's child. That is always cause for rejoicing. And Paul says, it's so important that it's no trouble for me to keep reminding you to do it. In fact, it's a very important thing to rejoice in the Lord, to make a habit of doing that on a daily basis. Paul says that telling people to do this, rejoice in the Lord, is a safeguard for them. Now think about that phrase. To tell you to do this is no trouble to me, but it's a safeguard for you. That immediately implies that if they don't rejoice in the Lord, they're putting themselves in danger spiritually. It's not some mark of a particularly mature Christian to always be somber, let alone miserable. No, that's a dangerous place to be as a Christian. It's dangerous to not rejoice in the Lord. Paul is giving them a safeguard by saying, make sure you do it. We're back to George Muller here, really. That great man in Bristol in previous century who set up an orphanage. But his great priority at the start of every day was to do what? Get happy in Jesus. Rejoice in the Lord. That was his first most urgent business of the day. And here's a reminder again that we need to make it our most urgent business of the day. Otherwise, we're going to be in danger as Christians. We need to rejoice in the Lord. The joy of the Lord is our strength.